Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Well, it is very preliminary, but maybe some of you remember that Netherlands gave a presentation in 2022 for OECD Goliad on the markings and the possibilities to make markings and labels digital. Well, we empathized on the fact that, of course, markings must meet the requirements of the legislation and the international standards. We said it is very important that there's always easy access to markings, that you can read them directly. It should be the case that companies, that there's no need to buy any device or application to read markings. It must be very accessible and not manipulatable. So it's very important that you look at how the information is given and what kind of system is behind it, and that it's not easy to manipulate. So last week there was one company that had a proposal for the producers when they put the fruits and vegetables in the boxes unsorted. They had the problem that the markings cannot be put on the big boxes because due to humidity and it falls off all the time. This makes it not really easy to mark. Therefore, they explained us they wanted to use QR codes on the boxes. And these QR codes, they are like the numbers on the containers in on ships when the it's a unique code per box, and then they connect the special information of that season to the QR code. And they showed us that their system is open and that anyone with a device, like a phone or a tablet, can read the QR code, and then the information on the label is completely transparent and open without any boundary. So I said, well, that might just fit within EU legislation and the international standards. So for us, it's a pilot to start with the producers using QR codes on their boxes before sorting the products. And I think it will be good that we will share the information we gather on this agenda item. So it's a pilot project, and it will only be in the Netherlands for now, because we know in the Netherlands our inspectors are only allowed to work with their tablets with enough battery and working, etc. So we think for within the Netherlands this will be a good solution, and we will have to look further into it, and then we will keep you updated.